Saint Bridget of Sweden was one of the most important and famous mystics of the Middle Ages, causing her to be named one of the patron saints not only of Sweden, but of all Europe. Among the many visions she records in her revelations is this remarkable description of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in her glory, as the Queen of Heaven. In this vision, Saint Bridget sees Our Lady possessing seven lilies and seven precious stones in a heavenly crown. Each one symbolizes a different quality or characteristic. Seven, of course, is the biblical number symbolizing perfection. Mary is the crown of God's creation. The bride, Saint Bridget, saw the Mother of God, Queen of the Heavens, wearing a priceless crown. Her beautiful shiny hair fell around her shoulders. The Virgin was wearing a brilliant golden tunic and a veil as blue as the sky. Bridget fell into a contemplative ecstasy, as if an internal life alienated her from herself. All of a sudden, Saint John the Baptist appeared to her and said to her, "Listen closely. I am about to reveal the meaning of all this to you. The crown means that the Blessed Virgin is the Queen and Lady and Mother of the King of Angels. Her hair signifies that she is the purest of virgins and absolutely perfect. Her sky blue veil denotes that all worldly things are dead to her. Her golden tunic symbolizes that she has proved ardent love and charity, both inwardly and outwardly. Her son placed seven lilies in her crown. The first is her humility. The second is her fear. The third is her obedience. The fourth, her patience. The fifth, her serenity. The sixth, her sweetness, because she is sweet and gives to all who invoke her when asking for something. The seventh is mercy when in need, because if anyone invokes her, she will give them whatever they need. The Son of God has placed among these seven lilies seven precious stones. The first is her eminent virtue, because there are no spirits that have virtue of a higher degree than that of the Blessed Virgin. The second is a perfect purity, because the Queen of Heaven has been so pure that not even the minimal stain of sin has been on her, and no demon has ever managed to find any impurity in her. She is truly the most pure, for it was opportune for the King of Glory to be placed solely in the purest vessel, chosen above all the angels and all mankind. The third precious stone is a beauty, because the saints praise God for the beauty of His Mother, and this completes the joy of all the angels and saints. The fourth precious stone on the crown represents wisdom of the Blessed Mother, because being adorned with splendor and beauty, she is filled to the brim and endowed with every wisdom of God. The fifth precious stone is a strength, because through God, she is strong enough to destroy and dispose of everything that has been created. The sixth stone is a sparkle and light, because she illuminates the angels whose eyes are clearer than light, and the demons yield to her beauty and do not dare look at her splendor. The seventh stone is the fullness of every delight, of all spiritual sweetness, present within her with such richness that there is no joy that does not grow from hers, nor any delight that is not completed by the vision of her beauty. The last line, Mary's seventh stone, is an incredible thought to ponder. Saint Bridget declares that there is no true joy of ours that does not have its source in Mary, and our delight will find its perfection in beholding her beauty in heaven. Saint Bridget was born in Sweden in 1303. From the time she was a child, she was greatly devoted to the Passion of Jesus. When she was only 10, it is recorded that she had a vision of Jesus on the cross and heard him say, "Look at me, my daughter. Who has treated you like this?" cried little Bridget. Jesus answered, "Those who despise me and refuse my love for them." From that moment on, Saint Bridget tried to stop people from offending Jesus. When she was 14, Bridget married an 18-year-old man named Ulf. Like Bridget, Ulf had set his heart on serving God. They had 8 children, of whom one was Saint Catherine of Sweden. Bridget and Ulf also served the Swedish court, Bridget as the Queen's personal maid. Bridget tried to help King Magnus and Queen Blanche lead better lives. However, for the most part, they did not listen to her. All her life, Bridget had marvelous visions and received special messages from God. In obedience to them, she visited many rulers and important people in the church, she explained humbly what God expected of them. After her husband died, Bridget put away her rich clothes and lived as a poor nun. Later, in 1346, she began the Order of the Most Holy Savior, also known as Bridgettines. Saint Bridget of Sweden, pray for us.